Hello.
Hello.
Yep.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your answers
about
are
what?
Individual and confidential.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Check here. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how much or how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, as Republican, and independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. What is your age?
My age?
Mm-hmm.
77.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the directions the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which the country is headed? You can select very, very satisfied, very dissatisfied.
Well, I have a problem with that because I don't know what, you know, we have to wait for the election and see how it goes.
Okay, so don't know, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
Donald Trump?
0.
0, okay. Kamala Harris?
100.
J.D. Vance?
0.
Joe Biden?
80.
Okay. MAGA Republicans?
0.
0. Republicans in Congress?
I'd say, actually, I'll say 0.
0. Okay. Democrats in Congress?
80.
80, okay. Project 2025?
0.
Lori Chavez de Rimer?
Don't know him.
Don't know, okay. Janelle Bynum?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, someone else, or don't know?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
Democrat.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Rimmer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Rimmer? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all you might support her?
I don't even know if I know her.
Okay, so don't know, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I approve.
Approve. Okay, so you get... Yeah. And is that a strongly approve, somewhat approve, or Joe Biden is doing as a president?
It's
strongly approve? 100. Or somewhat approve?
Yes. Strongly approve.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Rimmer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know who she is.
Okay. Don't know. Perfect. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to refund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to vote increased funding for law enforcement in Oregon, but to get fentanyl off our street and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effect. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard this information, I want to ask you again, if the election Congress were held today, would you vote Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
Democrat.
Okay. Janelle Bynum. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some of the doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Lori Chavez de Rimmer. Please tell me how much one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Rimmer for Congress, or a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez de Rimmer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to refund federal enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks thought on crime, but her records speak loudly about her real priorities. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know.
Hmm. And your question was, would I vote for her?
How would you rate her according to this scenario that I just read to you?
Zero.
Okay, so it would be great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, don't know.
Well, after what you read, I'd say not at all.
Okay. Now, Lori Chavez Dreamer broke her promise to us, Sirena's Pro Choice candidate, and said she supported women's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all. Don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. Travis DeRemer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder to Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposal would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Great deal. Quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez DeRemer is standing with Trump and MAGA line about the 2020 elections being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guarantee that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez DeRemer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon votes by mail system. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all. Don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. Servicing in Congress should be about making deadlines you have delivered. Substance Chavez DeRemer is making dead headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, don't know or refuse.
Not at all.
Okay. Chavez DeRemer has embraced politicians whose Extreme Protect Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBT rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez DeRemer is a vote for these dangerous programs. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
So, are you asking if I would vote for her?
Yeah, like how would you grade this for her? Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know, or refuse to answer? Okay. Not at all, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer?
Democrat.
Janelle Bynum, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The last few questions. We are 89% completed the survey. Okay, so we're about to finish. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Uh, Well, I graduated high school, and mm-hmm. then I went to
Do you have some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or don't know?
It's been so long ago, I don't remember.
Okay, so I will read the options that you can select, and you can let me know which one we answer. 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, postgraduate master's, or don't know or refuse to answer.
Okay, it would be vocational.
Okay. Vocational, let me select it. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with, married.
Married, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any children, 18 years old age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of union or employee association?
We're both retired.
Okay. So this does not apply, correct?
Right.
Okay. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and we appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.